Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about the Peterverse and the Hilliverse. So that sounds a bit crazy, and I even cringed thinking about it. But this is building on last night's podcast, in which I was saying, look, there are these two scales. That's a trillion to one, and a thousand light years equals a millimeter. They're key scales, and I tossed it around in an argument about it. But as I sort of dozed off to sleep, things began to click that we have a name for the one to one scale, which is the universe, culturally we have a label of a theme park like Disney World and things like that, which labels up. It's a label first, then concept later, and then you can, if you're not getting a concept, you can go, oh, I'm in Disneyland, I'm in Disneyland. And then I looked at, I was just on a podcast on Avogadro's number, which is functionally the number of nucleons in gram of matter, is Avogadro's number. But people want to, rather than talk about it, you can't understand it, you can go back to the label. So I thought, I've got to find and think of a label here. But this is sort of like a twin label. You can do a twin label. Could I name it after? And then I thought, what I'll do. I'm inhabiting this body, but I'm not consciously making it. As a provisional decision, I'll put as a placeholder for these different universes, Peter and Hill, the Peterverse and the Hillverse, because you want to put two things. And there's a reason I came across it, because when things reach a certain cultural thing, it's Malcolm Turnbull, that's our Prime Minister of Australia, it's Malcolm Turnbull, but there's Athena of Pallas. I was just looking at Palladium, and this struck me, the dual name, and I was wanting to do something a bit innovative, create these universes. So the universe is just like our universe, but it's a trillion times smaller. Everything is a trillion times smaller. It's a zap. Now, you can't actually get there. You can get there in your imagination. See how it's training? So if it gets there in your imagination, the sun goes down to the size of a small pebble, spherical pebble, and the distance from us to the sun shrinks down to 15 centimetres, and the speed of light travels at a third of a millimetre per second. So it's just, how long does it take? It takes roughly 400 seconds to actually, is that right? Oh yeah, 400 seconds to get from the sun to us in the Peterverse, because the light is much slower in the Peterverse. In fact, in the Peterverse, light takes a whole year to travel 9.46 kilometres in the Peterverse. This is excellent stuff, because it's helping me recall without stress. If I stress about things, I don't recall them as well. Sorry for talking about that. And so in the Peterverse, which is a 1 to trillion, the Peterverse, in which the sun's that small, the earth's that small, the nearest star is 46 kilometres away. And things get really, really, really hairy. But it's sort of just understanding, the speed of light in the Peterverse. You can talk about it. And the entire Earth and Moon orbits within the size of that pebble of the Sun. And the great thing about a Peterverse is it's pretty easy to understand. You can have adventures in the Peterverse, but you can talk about it, and it's a way to immediately get the scale. And what I think it does is that I'm getting an understanding of kids' working memory, and that's It's a little bit more sophisticated than the simple thing of how many ideas can you hold at the same time. Like, what was the word I said 3 words ago? That type of stuff. Or, can you add these numbers up? There's also placeholder names like Peterverse for scale. It's that sounds could be wrong. I could regret that. I think that's got through it wonderfully quickly. Now the Hillverse. Now the reason it's just Hillverse tries to get at least the verse universe. So that's the universe shrunk to 1,000 light years equals 1 millimeter. Why? Well, it's for the same reason as the Pitiverse was a universe which you could go and think about it across the air. And so what that means is that light, how fast does light travel? Well, it takes 1,000 years to travel 1 millimeter in the Hillverse. So light is going very, very slowly moving across. And our galaxy in the Hillverse is only 10 centimeters across, nice and flat. And I discussed an activity where you describe it as an activity making pancakes, small pancakes and pikelets. However, if you can see the version by having a place name, I actually don't get people to half keep on doing scale calculations. The Hillverse is where the scientists play, so to speak. The Peterverse is for Elon Musk and his space travelers. We've got to get to the nearest star, and this is a bit of a confronting idea of how big things are in a local area. But the sort of science, the mature version, is the Hillverse. And in the Hillverse, the galaxy is 10 centimeters across, and our nearest galaxy is a hop, skip, and away. That is, I can reasonably hop and skip 2 meters. It really is, that's the nearest galaxy. And the edge of the Hillverse, what happens is we can't, well, fortunately, the thing is that as you begin to walk in the Hillverse, what happens is that the horizon moves as far away. It's no matter how, if you start running, the horizon runs away. But if you can imagine yourself at the horizon, which is way, way back at 380 million years ago, when the fireball cooled down enough for everything to recombine and turn into quite sleepy hydrogen before hydrogen got angry and began to make stars, the dark period, that's 46.4. I'll have to have a remember. I think it will be 47. I'll have to really scrape my head for that. But that's 46 kilometers away, and it's a perfectly white milky cloud. White milky cloud, which has had the color turned down. It was white, turned down to orange, turned down to red, turned to dark red, to so much you can't see it. So much red you can't even warm yourself up. And if you want to feel it, if you want to feel how much radiation is coming from the Big Bang, you can stick your hand out into deep space. It'll be a toasty 2.77 degrees Kelvin. And I must admit, I just was recently very delighted to read a children's book. After reading heaps and heaps of adult books, a children's book on vapor and rain. And again, that was rebooting my brain. Thank you very much for that one. That's also a previous podcast. They had the correct spacing between degrees of space C. And I don't know, it's just a simple thing. Read the NIST style guide for SI units. And once you've got that up, just apply it. Thanks for listening. I'm here, hun. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. may you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.